The Turkish city of Antakya, close to Syria, is where analysts say most of the deals are made to aid the Free Syrian Army rebels. But few people here will admit that foreign countries are arming the opposition. Ahmad al-Kanatre Abu Hamza, commander of the Omar al-Mukhtar Brigade of the FSA, told VOA last month most of the group's weapons are confiscated from defeated Syrian forces.
We get no help from other countries. All our arms are light weapons and they are old.
But off camera, other FSA fighters admitted to receiving foreign arms. This video given to VOA allegedly shows an arsenal of weapons and ammunition outside the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo, where the government and rebels have been fighting for weeks. Its origin is unknown. Foreign officials, including those in the US and Britain, publicly say assistance to the Syrian opposition is limited to humanitarian and educational programs. But Jonathan Isle, an analyst at the London-based Royal United Services Institute, says details are slowly emerging about international weapons trails to the rebels.
Very few countries admit to having a direct role, although the veil of silence is slowly being lifted. The channels are Saudi Arabia and Qatar in the lead, with the Turkish government and the American government once removed.
The covert nature of the trade and the presence of Syrian government troops close to the border limits the flow of weapons to rifles, pistols, and possibly a few rocket-propelled grenades, says former CIA intelligence analyst Bob Ayers.
And the intelligence organizations themselves, whether they be American, British, Israeli, whatever, they would not be providing weapons to the FSA. They'd go through a middleman. They'd find someone who's been trading across the border, who's got relationships on either side of the border.
Ayers says a big problem is that foreign powers don't know exactly who they're giving the weapons to.
We don't really have a unified opposition to Assad, and there's no way that you can deal with them as if they are a unified entity. They're fragmented, they're small groups, there's no centralized control, although we'd like to see it, and we behave like there is. There isn't.
Analyst Jonathan Isle says the FSA's foreign supporters are trying to tip the scales of the conflict towards the rebels while avoiding being caught red-handed.
It's a very difficult job to achieve, especially since the involvement has to be once removed. Let us not forget, we do not have a UN Security Council mandate to do more than that, nor is any Western government proposing to become directly involved.
As the fighting continues, Isle says current foreign support for rebels is having minimal impact, and the outcome will ultimately be decided by the loyalty of the Syrian military to President Bashar al-Assad. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Antakya on the Turkey-Syria border.